you, Brian. Morning, everybody. You know what I find interesting? They take pictures at these mission trips, and the kids are doing all these jobs, and they're smiling, and they look happy. And those same exact jobs at home, no smiles, no happy, nothing. So whatever happens, fantastic. My name is Jeff Kimmel. I serve as the executive director here. It is really good that you've joined us today. If this is your first Sunday, we're really glad that you're here. We love this church. We hope that you experience something that is different and that is fulfilling today. If you're worshiping with us online, thank you as well for joining us. Christ Church is very serious about loving God and loving others and living it out. So we're so glad that you're here today. Have you ever wondered what it was like to live with Jesus, the disciples? We've been studying the book of John. As I was preparing this week, I thought, wow, I wonder what that life was like. 24/7, you get to live with Jesus. And you get to eat with him. You get to see all these really amazing miracles. You get to talk to him. You know, there's tons of stuff that we don't even know about that they get to talk to Jesus. That would be an amazing experience. And frankly, that'd be really hard to give up. And so what Jesus is preparing his disciples today is that's about to change. Now, I asked a question in our last service, so we'll see how it plays out in this one as well. How many of you remember back in the 70s, there was a commercial about Ginzu knives? Somebody actually came up to me at the end of the service and said they actually bought those, and I was shocked because I didn't expect anybody did. Remember they would talk about this knife who could cut through a can, or I think it even cut through a nail, and it was just this amazing knife, and you're thinking, wow, all this for 1995? And then they would say, but wait, there's more. And you thought, how can there be more? How could there be more than this fantastic set of knives? Well, that's kind of what Christ is telling his disciples today. So we're going to read from the 14th chapter of the book of John. This is Jesus speaking. He says, I will ask the Father, and he will send another companion who will be with you forever. This companion is the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive because it neither sees him nor recognizes him. You know him because he lives with you, and he will be with you. The companion, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and will remind you of everything that I told. Would you join me in prayer real quick? Gracious Lord, we want to learn from you today. So Lord, let the words from my mouth be your words. Help us, Lord, to understand what this amazing, powerful gift that you've given to us, the Holy Spirit. Help us to understand how to live a life filled with Spirit. Help us, Lord, to open our hearts up today. May we be flooded with your presence. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, so in your bulletin that everybody should have gotten when you walked in are things we call Christ Church Notes. I'd invite you to take it out, and here's why. There are places in there for that you can write in, and the point of this is to take it with you. It's things to look back on throughout the week so that hopefully something of this will apply to whatever your situation is. So today we're going to learn a couple things. We're going to learn who the Holy Spirit is, what he does, and what it means to live a life of divine power in the Spirit. I have to confess, I think one of the things in my own life is the Holy Spirit quite often is that sort of forgotten God. We know about God the Father. We get that. He created the earth. We know about God the Son. He gave his life for us. He led a life of perfection. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit, I think sometimes we just, that's kind of hard to figure out. It's not something I relate to, but we're missing out. We are missing out so much by doing